Hey docs, welcome to the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm the host, Dr. Sharon McLaughlin. We are the premier location where women physicians learn about business so that they can have the freedom to live their best life. We have this podcast, we have a supportive community of over 9,000 women physicians, we create opportunities for each other, and we network. We have a summit twice a year, which is absolutely free. I've created a journal to take a deep dive into what you really want. Lastly, we've created a business school. It's all about community and accountability. We're going to have masterclasses, we're going to have group coaching, and we're going to have actionable steps. You'll be given a blueprint for your business. And this will launch September 2022. Come and learn from industry experts, because I truly believe that not one person knows it all. And the more people that you listen to, you'll have better ideas. We're going to have brainstorming sessions as well, but it truly is all about community and accountability. Make sure you get on the early bird pricing. That will be $500 for the full year. Yes, you heard me right, $500 for the full year. You don't need a high ticket item to learn about business. I've been through this before, I've built up other businesses, I've helped other people, and if we all come together, which I'm planning on doing, you'll see that we're going to have a ton of value at a very low cost price. On top of that, I want you to witness how this can be done. So come and join me as I build out our Female Physician Entrepreneurs Business School. You will be absolutely amazed. Hello, everybody. Today we have Dr. Diane Hillel Campa with us. She is the creator of 2020. She's an ophthalmologist, and she's going to be speaking to us about her products that she created. Diane, I know you're an ophthalmologist. What type of problems were you seeing that led you to create the products that you did? And we can speak a little bit more about the different products that you have on the market.
Yes. Okay. So I had seen a whole host of problems. There's been a huge rise in dry eye in the past 10 years. The incidence has tripled, and 80% of patients are women. And we have been postulating and talking about in our meetings that we really think that it's because of the eye makeup, toxins affecting the ocular surface, and also the meibomian glands, which are the glands that make the oils that go into the tear film. So I was a chemistry major. And I knew the ingredients I did not want in my makeup, and I knew the ingredients I did want in. I wanted ingredients that were anti-inflammatory, okay, and hydrating and anti-inflammatory, and also non-allergenic. Because when you have ingredients that are allergenic, it disrupts the hemostasis of the dry eye cycle. So it causes inflammation, and that causes women to go into dry. So basically, I knew the ingredients, and then also product design. For example, eyeshadows that are powdered shadows, with every blink at the slit lamp, we would see the powders go into the tear film. They would release their chemicals, you know, contact lens wearers, non-contact lens wearers, and the pigments scar the conjunctiva, the inferior fornix and the conjunctiva of the eyes. And so my shadows are all cream shadows. So they stay put. You don't get flaking into the ocular surface. You don't get that release of chemicals. Other examples, hygiene. Okay, so a big problem we see in our offices all the time, a lot of, you know, bacteria are not good for the eye. Bacteria will cause blepharitis, which is an infection of the eyelashes. And then from blepharitis, you can get corneal ulcers. You can get, again, allergen reactions. Then, so bacteria cause that. Bacteria also cause bacterial ulcers. They cause conjunctivitis. They cause, and, you know, some of this can even be blinding. So I wanted to have, and women, unfortunately, because of makeup wear, a lot of women are not doing adequate hygiene to their lashes and around their eyes. So my flagship product is a product, my daily hygiene spray, which is a hypochlorous acid spray. Hypochlorous acid is a naturally made substance made by your neutrophils, actually. It's safe for the eyes. It's safe for women, children, all adults in general. And you spray it, and within a minute, 99.9% of bacteria are killed. Plus, it also was approved by the EPA in March of 2020 to kill coronavirus on surfaces. So it's a great product. It also, with pandemic, we had been seeing an epidemic of styes. And that was because the masks cause the nasal bacteria to migrate. It causes mask acne, and it would also cause styes. So because it would migrate around the lashes. So this is preventative for styes and really should be a staple in any woman's daily hygiene routine. Again, it can be used for kids with acne. It can be used for babies with styes. It can be used for men and women. We've been using this product in ophthalmology for many years. The one that we've been using, though, the way, you know, it breaks down after a month because you would have to take the top off and put another top on. The only two things that break down hypochlorous acid are air and light. So the way that mine is packaged, you don't have to take the top off. So it stays shelf stable for 2 years. So it's a better product design. And it was a design that it's a product that really it should be used by everyone. It can also be used to sanitize your makeup. Again, we see these infections all the time because the hygiene is not adequate with women who are wearing eye makeup. Another issue that I wanted to solve, you know, so basically I made this line. This is a passion project of mine, which means that I took an amount of money that I was willing to lose because I wasn't sure if it would hit. And I wanted to make products that were healthier for women, to give women a healthier alternative to the products that were out there. Again, the makeup companies, they don't have ophthalmologists who are formulating and who are advising them on better design and better ingredients. And I'm hoping that they will take heed. I'm hoping everybody will take heed because this is really what women should be using on their eyes, not the products that are out there. So another big example is lash serum. So right now, lash serums are very popular. Eyelashes are having a day. And women are using prostaglandin analog. So this is a glaucoma medicine. Now, I've been in practice many years. And 26 years ago, I was around when this glaucoma medicine, a prostaglandin analog, first came out. Okay. Now, we knew always it grew lashes. Even as an eye drop for glaucoma, it grew lashes. However, we know the side effects, okay? The side effects are, number one, skin discoloration, iris color changes, dry eye, killing off of the meibomian glands, iris cysts, fat atrophy, cystoid macular edema. I have seen every one of these side effects. Now, in patients who are risking blindness with the disease glaucoma, the trade-off, the benefit versus the risk is worth it. You know, it's fine to get a sunken red eye that is discolored skin and discolored iris to prevent blindness. But for beauty, that's not beautiful. You know, yes, you will have long lashes, but you're going to have an eye that has fat atrophy. So it's sunken, it's red from the dry eye, it's tearing, and it's discolored. And that's just not a benefit. The risk versus benefit, which is what we think of in medicine and as surgeons, it's not there. Now, one of the biggest problems, so Latisse was Lumigan, one of these eye drops. That was the first one to come out. It was by prescription. Well, these very smart companies like Rodan and Fields, Nutrilash, Grand Lash, they decided to make cousins of Bimatoprost, which is by prescription. So they're making cousins like isopropyl clopyrostenate is a big one that are 10 times stronger, have 10 times the side effects, and it's not disclosed to women. It's over the counter because it's not an FDA drug. It's not under the FDA guidance or rules. So women are picking up these things at the pharmacy over the counter, thinking that they're benign, and they're really not. They're really very dangerous. So I wanted to make an alternative for women that was safe. For many years, so I have a big practice. I started 26 years ago, and I do have a lot of dry eye patients. And for many years, I had been having dry eye patients with clean hands, put a little bit of castor oil with a little bit of coconut oil and argan oil and rub it into their lids and lashes at night before bed. They would wake up in the morning and their eyes would feel great because the fatty acids would leach into the tear film and it would stabilize the outer tear layer. Plus, really the active ingredient is the castor oil. The castor oil, the ricinoleic acid, would bind to the EP3 receptors on the conjunctiva, down-regulating allergy and inflammation. And, you know, allergy and inflammation, as we I said before, really contributes to the dry eye cycle. So by down-regulating it, patients feel great. I have men on it, women on it, and a side effect was growth of lashes, okay? Now, I researched it, and the reason why the lashes grow in this is the racinoleic acid, which is a fatty acid, binds to the EP3 receptors on the vascular endothelium, supplying the lash root, and it would take the root from resting phase to growth phase. Also, the fatty acids would coat the lashes and hydrate them. Brittle lashes break. Hydrated lashes don't. So patients would have lush lashes. Their eyes would feel great. It also works for brows. So I marketed this product that I was using for dry eye patients as my lash and brow growth serum. And I've had so many people thank me for this. You know, it can be very, you know, women, especially their brows, you know, it's surprisingly brow loss and brow thinning is very psychologically debilitating. I didn't realize this until, you know, patients started coming up to me and women started coming up to me, but it is psychologically very scarring. And this is very helpful for women, and it doesn't have the bad side effects. So basically, these are the reasons why I created the line and why my line is better than other products that are out there. It's number one, a focus on hygiene. Number two, a focus on ingredients that are safer for the ocular surface. And number three, product design, which is I basically respect the ocular structures with my product design. So those are the three reasons why my brand is better than any other brand out there. This is the first ophthalmologist formulated and created eye makeup line. And, you know, it's been very exciting. I'm getting a lot of buzz. I spoke at Women in Ophthalmology. I was asked to speak at Women in Ophthalmology last week. I did that. And I'm going to be speaking at the Academy of Ophthalmology at the end of the month.
Diane, I see that you've been in Vogue, Parade, Good Housekeeping, In Style. Congratulations with everything that you're doing with this line. For the people that are out there who are entrepreneurs, women physicians, and they have an idea for a product, where do you suggest that they get started? I have an idea. I think I can solve a problem. Where should they look?
You have to ask people who are in the industry, because we don't know. You can just put yourself going into circles. I had this idea many years ago. I tried. I went to the labs locally. They would not even speak to me. Okay. So there was a patient who had gone to three other ophthalmologists and been misdiagnosed. Her internist sent her to me because he knew I was a good diagnostician, a good doctor. So she had been diagnosed with a pink eye, which was wrong. And she had been on for 6 weeks. She had been on antibiotics and was getting worse and worse and worse. And she was in tears and frustrated. What she really had was a bilateral iritis. And I worked with her internist to work her up, to find the systemic reason for it. And then I had to treat her with steroids, actually, not antibiotics. But I had to see her a few times a week for about 8 weeks. At the end of it, she was great. She was so happy. And she told me she was in new product development for Bobbi Brown. So I said to her, oh, I have this idea. I know what ingredients I want in, what ingredients I don't, and what kind of product design I want, but I don't know where to start. And she said to me, that's brilliant. She said, there is nothing like it out on the market. She said, all of my friends in beauty have dry eye. She said, please give me your cell number. She called me a week later and she said to me, you know, I'm putting you in contact with a team of women who can help you to make your line come true, your dream come true. And she put me in contact. She had worked with these women before. They launched Birchbox and Dr. Gross's Skincare. So this group of women who have been in the industry their whole lives, they're the group that launched my line. They're the group of women behind my line. So I have an MBA who's the brand head. I have someone who's the head of marketing. I have a ghostwriter. I have packaging expert. I have a formulator. I have a regulator. They're experts in each of these industries. I could not have done it myself. I'm a solo practitioner. I run my own practice, and I would not have known where to start. And again, as women physicians, we don't know where to start. The first step is to say, I don't know. I want to do this. I know the ingredients. I know the product design. I know what's healthy for the eyes and what isn't, but I don't know the marketing stuff. I don't know the other stuff. And once you can admit and let go and say, I need help with all of this, I can do that. That's the first in launching a product. That's the first step.
I was going to ask you about the marketing as well. You basically answered you have a team to help you with the marketing.
Yes. And I pull in people. Okay. People who are in your life. Like, for example, I have a patient. I take care of her whole family. I did her grandmother's cataract surgery. I take care of her parents. And as a teenager, she would make makeup videos and she came in with an eye infection. I treated her. I taught her the right way to hygiene for her eyes. Now, fast forward now, she's done with college. She's working at a job doing videography. And her mother came in. I said, oh, do you think Leah would want to help out? And she said, oh my gosh, Leah hates her job. Let me contact her. She gave me Leah's number. I contacted her. And now Leah does all the, she's now part of my company and she does all the videography. And then I had another friend who was a friend from the gym who had worked at Sephora and been the head of marketing at Sephora for many years. And she wasn't working and she did my shows. I pull people in who are friends and who are on my side, basically, and who know each of the little parts of the field who can help me.
Diane, as far as people wanting your products, we have dry eye. There's so many women out there that have dry eye. Where do we find it?
My website is try2020, TRYTWENTY, and you can order products there. You can also order, I have an Instagram, try2020, that has a link also to order. I love to wholesale partner with doctors. Any doctor who wants to wholesale partner with me, if you go to the website and you send an email, you would be able to wholesale partner and sell out of your office.
Diane, I know we spoke a little about this. You have something for the group. Can you tell us what that is?
Yes, I would love to offer a 20% discount on the products to the group so that everybody can try it. The code would be capital F, capital P, capital E, 20. So FPE 20 for a 20% discount on the products.
All right, guys, you heard Diane. Thank you so much. And please try out her products. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you like us, please give us a nice review and tell your family and friends about us. We'll see you on another episode.